This is Unformatted from RTFM.
This edition of Unformatted, we're going to be playing some dub music. Now, dub music is music that involves the use of audio loops, typically layered across each other. It started out in Jamaica, as I understand it, maybe in the late 60s, early 70s. They started experimenting with looping in their simple studios there, and they found it was a way to produce music often using pre-recorded tracks, and they came up with a lot of interesting results. But, you know, actually, Edgar Varese, the composer from the 1920s and 30s, may have been the first person to use tape looping extensively. Although, if you're able to find a record by him, I'd appreciate it if you'd let me know, because I certainly haven't had any luck, and I'd like to play a little bit of probably the pioneer of dub music in a way, Edgar Varese. But on a much more recent note, our first piece here is Requiem by Killing Joke. Now, it seems like they all have to have dub or mix names, and this is probably one of the longer ones I've run into. This is called the A Floating Leaf Always Reaches the Sea mix. And this is on the Below 110 CD compilation. And it's a pretty good one. I think if you like dub music, you'll find that is a really good compilation, and it features some familiar names from punk and rock music too, who do a pretty nice job in this category.
Thank you.
That was Killing Joke. Hi, this is Logana. And yes, this is the dub version of Unformatted. You know, Marty and I went up to Chicago just yesterday. Had a really good time, had a great day. But went up to look for some records. We still call them records. And went to...
Yeah, I don't care if they're on like a chip of, you know, some form of, you know, carbon that's been, you know, passed through some magnetic field some way. They're still records. I don't care.
Yeah, well, we're just old, I guess. I don't know.
That could be the reason, I guess.
But we went up to find...
I mean, but still. You want to call them CDs? Did you call them LPs? I think not.
Yeah, maybe some people did. But we went up there to find some new tunes, some ambient and dub and stuff like that that we really like to listen to. And, you know, it's really tough here in the U.S. to find that. I don't know. We need help out here, you know.
Yeah, all you can get is compilations, which maybe that's the way it is everywhere. I don't know. I'm not against compilations. That's a nice idea. But what if you like a particular group? You want to hear a whole record by them and not just one cut. And you want to hear the depth that's there. You want to hear...
There was that Underworld.
Yeah, exactly. And you can get Effects Twin, you know, mm-hmm. But there's just a very limited list that's available. And we recently heard from Ian Bailey, who's playing with an ambient band in the West End of London that's called Ambient Furniture. And he asked us whether we'd be interested in hearing some of his music. And yes, of course, we'd be interested in hearing... just about everybody's music, actually, that's doing this kind of work. And anyway, he gave us the URL of his band's worldwide webpage, and we posted that on this page along with the other ones of the bands that we're playing by. But we're not playing anything by Ian's band because, well, frankly, we can't find anything. So if somebody could help us out there, we'd appreciate it.
The next thing you're going to listen to is by Loop Guru.
Serious Road Trip compilation, which is an excellent compilation and also supports Bosnian Relief. There's a bit of an Eastern tinge to this particular show, and perhaps that's the reason we selected the wallpaper that we did for the page. And if you can't see that, if it's that same old gray on your screen, then that's because you're not running Netscape 1.1. And are we doing an ad here? No, they're giving it away, so go get it and put it on there, and then you can have a more colorful, more visually exciting
life.
Yes, that's right. As long as you're going to stare into that computer screen, you might as well have something change on it once in a while. The next thing we have is from the Cosmic Cubes compilation, which is a German compilation, and we also like the German approach to ambient music. It's a little harsher for some reason, but...
Maybe that's why we like it.
Yeah, it makes for a variety. Uh-huh. This is by a group called Siddhartha. And Siddhartha, as I'm sure you all know, is the name that the personal name that the Buddha had before his enlightenment. This particular piece is called De La Trance, and it's called the Headman Mix.
De La Trance.
De la France.
Marty at radio.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of Unformatted. We recently heard from Brian Casher, who asked us, among other things, what is it that makes audio work well in the net? And I think it's a real interesting question. We've done quite a bit of production for the net, and I'd say the most important thing is keeping a steady volume. That sounds really obvious, but it seems like the network with the compression and with the low bandwidth has a particularly hard time handling any transient peaks. Another thing about audio on the networks is what works for voice and what works for music is a very different thing. This new audio tool out called Real Audio, it seems to have great promise for making voice operate at real time, even on a pop or a slip connection. But I don't.
You're not going to hear it on Unformatted.
No, I don't think we're going to apply it here on this show because I haven't been very happy with the way it handles music. And that's not saying it's not a great tool because I think voice is very important. But you got to look at the individual characteristics of the sounds that you're working with.
That was Unformatted from RTFM.